Nick Wright is spending his first winter without a home. Wright is retired and lost his apartment last year.
Painter for 25 years. I give my little retirement check every month. Puts food on the table, gives me something to eat.
But there's not enough money left for rent. So on Wednesday afternoon, Nick is at the Phoenix, a drop-in center in Champaign that's part of CU at Home, an organization that offers services to the homeless. The Phoenix provides shelter during the day and gives people access to computers, telephones, and an address to collect mail. Temperatures on this night are expected to drop well below zero. Wright's been sleeping on a couch in the corner of the room, waiting to find out where he will spend the night.
Stay here until they'll take us to a shelter later tonight. I don't know, it depends on which one they open up. Last night it was the Salvation Army.
Homelessness increased slightly last year in Champaign County, and nearly half of those without shelter were veterans, children, and victims of domestic violence, according to a survey by the Champaign County Continuum of Care. Melanie Jackson is the executive director of CU at Home and says the services available don't meet the needs of the homeless community.
We don't have 300 people pushing a grocery cart and, you know, sleeping in a tent. There are many more adults and children who are categorized as homeless than most people would think. It's pretty invisible in our community.
With a lack of resources, centers like the Phoenix struggle to stay open, and CU at Home does not receive any funding from the state.
We're dependent on the community to support us. Churches, businesses, individuals, our whole organization is funded entirely through donations.
A small bell on the door of the Phoenix rings as people come in looking for shelter from the cold, and by early afternoon, the community area starts to fill up. Paul Gallagher helps manage the Phoenix and says the demand for services in the winter far outweighs the capacity that many shelters have to offer.
We've been referring folks to Restoration Urban Ministries, the Time Center, and Courage Connections. And the Courage Connections and the Time Center have had no openings and no availability. So you're looking at long waiting lists there. You know, it makes it not an option for a lot of folks that are on the street.
On nights with sub-zero temperatures, a handful of transitional shelters in the area also operate as emergency shelters. They offer a short-term place for some people to sleep, at least for now.
It's going to last just as long as the temperature is at zero. Once it goes above that, then the temporary shelter is no longer available. So those folks that are accessing it and using it now, they won't have any place to go after that. I mean, it's life-threatening. The folks that are living on the streets understand very intimately that they could die.
The next few days will bring slightly warmer weather to Champaign-Urbana, but many will continue to spend long nights in the cold. I'm Tiffany Jolly, Illinois Public Media.